A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his words. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother, Lazarus, who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, but now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. This word that Jesus speaks to us today, in the company and in the persons of Martha and Mary, a family that Jesus was very, very close to. All of the Gospels confirm this. The Synoptics highlighted that in Luke's Gospel specifically, Jesus would spend time with the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus in Bethany. And it's also in the same Gospel of St. John. And John is assuming that we know this. Notice how he opens up the Gospel where he says, Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. So he speaks as if we have familiarity with this. And it's also Mary, the sister of Martha, and Lazarus that was the one who had wiped the feet of Jesus, dried them with her hair, and this happens too. So he's, and although it doesn't happen, it's later on that he presents this scene in the Gospel, but he gives us this detail because, again, John assuming we have familiarity with this family and their closeness to Jesus. So what we have presented to us today is the fullness of Jesus' humanity and divinity on display. Everything about the human condition as regards the greatest issue for all of us, the reality of death, our own impending death and the death of others, be they family and friends, community members we have grown to know and love. Jesus is fully aware of what this issue is for us. And so we hear a similar type of exchange or word being spoken when Jesus is telling the disciples that he wants them, let's go back to Judea, where they're incredulous at this because the Jews in that area are trying to kill him. There's no question about that. They are ready to do away with him. But Jesus, in speaking in somewhat of a cryptic way, he says, our brother, our friend Lazarus, he's fallen asleep. Well, they're thinking he's thinking about ordinary sleep. Oh, he'll be safe. He'll be okay. Lazarus has died. And I, for my part, am glad that I was not there. So now you will come to believe and know that I am the one whom the Father has sent. Well, thank God for Thomas, always quick to say. We always give Thomas the title of being the doubter. But here, he's also the courageous one because he says, well, let us go back with him to die with him. He's ready to die with Jesus, if that is what it comes down to. But Jesus says something also about this, doesn't he? Are there not 12 hours in the day in which you can have light to walk? As long as you walk by the light of this world, you can go about and you're not going to fall into the pitfalls. But it's also to be understood, you're following me. I am the light of the world. You follow me. We're going to be fine. But if you walk away from me, if you go outside of me, well, then darkness is there for you. So all of this is building up for us. As regards those of our communities who are preparing for their first baptism, this is the third scrutiny. This is meant for them to take time to discern what are those obstacles, what are those things that you are still being bound by that need to be dealt with before entering into this mystery of faith. And for those of us who have been baptized, we're being called to consider in our ongoing experience of our sinfulness, how are we doing in remaining faithful to the baptismal call, to fidelity to the Lord Jesus, to surrender everything to the Lord, so as to walk as that child of light. It's a time for all of us to be mindful of what we are grappling with right now. So as he returns, he gets there, Martha true to form. Notice how he, in John, is so wonderful. He shows them in character. Martha's the active one. Mary's the contemplative. Mary's home. She's just sitting in mourning, being sedentary. Martha hears about Jesus coming. She's breaking out, and she meets him where he's at and kind of digs at him a little bit. She's digging at him. She's taking shots. If you had been here, my brother, he would not have died. Well, then Jesus begins to pose questions to her. Do you believe? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Do you believe? Yes, Lord, I've come to believe that you are the one. Your brother's going to rise. Yeah, he's going to rise at the end. That was the dominant mindset, that there's this the final judgment and the resurrection. Everybody maintained that belief. But Jesus, God wants us to be in touch with the fact that Jesus is the presence of God. He is the fullness of God in the flesh. And with that, we don't have to be thinking about something way off. It's a here and now reality. And so we hear how the exchange goes. He's been in the tomb 4 days. This is significant. Many people say, well, many of these miracles of Jesus raising people from the dead, these people weren't really dead. They were maybe in a coma or something like that. And he just woke them back up. He brought them back. Well, there is no question about this one, because they didn't embalm. The Egyptians were the ones who embalmed the bodies of the dead, but the Jews did not do that. After the third day, the corruption would set in. That's why she's saying, there's going to be a stench. Don't roll the stone. Did I not tell you? Remove the stone. And they did. And he cries out the name Lazarus. He comes out wrapped head to toe. Notice the details. Everything is being this is something that they remembered. Everything, notice how the details are being attended to in John's presentation. This was a miracle that everyone remembered happening to the smallest detail. Burial cloth still on him and everything like that. A stench. She's remonstrating with him. Mary going after his feet. Everything is being laid out for us to show us that just in as much as Jesus came to bring the fullness of life to the world, it would not come without it's disruptive. We can sympathize with Martha, can't we? Think about it. He loved him. But how he loved him enough that what? He could have gone before he died. No, he waited for him to die. What kind of love is that? You ever notice when you read the lives of the saints, how many of the saints that draw closer and closer to Jesus, you know how he shows his love for them, how God shows his love for them? He allows them to participate all the more in his suffering. Notice that. This is being shown to us. Just like the man born blind last week. This is so that the glory of God might be manifest. This is what God allows. So it's as if Jesus is purposefully allowing the situation to unfold so that there will be no doubt whatsoever. And so it happens. Lazarus, come out. In the word of God is a creative word. It realizes what it says. He comes out. And Jesus says what I love to hear more than anything else. Untie him. And let him go. Who do we need to let go? Who do we need to untie in our lives and let them go? What issue? What is holding you and I bound to the extent that we are not able to respond to the word of God, which is life itself? Now is the time to attend to it. Now, not tomorrow. Don't think about what all the things that have been an obstacle or reasons for why. This is the acceptable time. Now is the time to hear the voice of the one who promises us in the first reading through the prophet Ezekiel, I shall open your tombs and have you rise from them. We are going to be raised up from the dead. Our bodies will be glorified and reunited with our souls. Most of us have no problem believing that Jesus rose from the dead, body and soul. But we think, when we think about ourselves, we say, oh, I don't know about that one. Well, this miracle today should put that all to rest. He was in the tomb for 4 days. And he came forth. We're going to hear the voice of God calling us from our tomb. And we will rise up. Because the Spirit of God has been infused in you and me when we were baptized. This is the Spirit of life that dwells in you and me. This is the real truth here. Let us come to terms with it. Let us also accept the fact that when God brings things to us like this, it will create a lot of topsy-turvy things. It does unsettle things. But that's okay, because he's the one who is making everything new. Of all of the miracles, this is probably considered the greatest of them all. But in as great as it was, guess what? It was also the one that caused many people, they came to believe in Jesus now as a result of this. But you know what else? You know what else was determined after this miracle? He has to be done away with. These same Judean authorities at this point said, not only Jesus, but Lazarus too, because the whole world, in their own words, was coming to believe in him. He has to be dealt with sooner than later. From this point forward, the Gospels will now present us with Jesus moving towards his last moments in this world, in the human nature he assumed. Let us move forward with him. Without a doubt, confirming our faith as Martha, because the question is before us, do you and I believe this? I am the resurrection and I am the life. Do you believe this? If we say yes, then we move forward with our eyes fixed on the hills of Jerusalem. This is our destiny. In the good news, none of us walks alone. We need each other and we have one another. But more importantly, we have the Lord Jesus, who has gone before us, who has willingly laid himself down, destroying death. You notice he was perturbed. Jesus is angry about the fact that death is still such a plague in the human family. And so he's angry and he's anxious to do away with it. And so his death is a preview of why, when he was raised from the dead, he did not have any wrappings on him. They found him in the tomb. Lazarus came out still bound because he would still have to experience a temporal death before his soul would go back and wait for the reunification with a glorified body. That's also important Notice Jesus refers to death as going to sleep. He is asleep. Sleep is temporary. We expect to wake up. Even a person who sleeps in a coma, we expect that person to wake up. Sometimes 14 years from now, but they eventually wake up. Death is not the final chapter. Life is the final reality for us, now and forever. God love you.